Now to England, where another hallowed tradition is under siege. This year, they are allowing garden gnomes at the annual Chelsea Flower Show. The little figures are being sold to raise money for a charity that encourages young people to garden. But the gnomes are causing some to have their knickers in a twist. We're joined now by Dr. Twiggs Way, who's author of Garden Gnomes, A History. Dr. Way joins us from our studios in London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, really nice to be here.
So, why do these gnomes raise such a stir?
They're probably about the most contentious garden ornament that has ever appeared at Chelsea. And the most contentious garden ornament, really, ever. If you put a garden gnome in your garden in England, the neighbours kind of go, oh, no, you know, the neighbourhood's going right downhill.
Dr. Way, I don't understand what garden gnomes are all about. Are they merely decorative? Did they begin as kind of like scarecrows?
Historically, they go back to the Victorian period. They were brought in from Germany, but they were seen by English people who were visiting places like the Black Forest, and they saw these figures in gardens in Germany, and they decided to bring them back to England. And originally, they were very highly sought after. They were expensive, but the link with Germany, I'm afraid, was their undoing. Because, of course, as soon as the First World War broke out, not only could you not get German gnomes anymore, but, of course, people didn't really want German gnomes anymore. Coming into the sort of 40s and 50s, fashion is reborn for these kind of garden, little garden creatures, particularly on the back of the animation Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay, I get that the British inherited garden gnomes from the German tradition. Why did the Germans have garden gnomes?
They believed that the little folk, the mythical folk, helped out in the garden and around the farm and in the mines. It was a mining area of Germany.
So what's the resistance with putting them into the show?
When the RHS started having the show, they put a blanket ban not just on gnomes, but on any colourful, mythical creature. And it became a point of discussion. And so for about the last decade or so, there's always been somebody that tries to sneak in a garden gnome. Because what they want to do, really, is say, who is this garden show for? Is it for the suburban gardeners who may love their gnomes? Or is it just an exclusive show at the high end?
Dr. Way, I'm going to assume you have a garden.
I do, but I've only been in my present garden for the last 9 weeks because we just moved house.
Well, any gnomes?
Not yet. I have yet to find the right gnome for me.
Garden historian Dr. Twiggs Way. You're listening to NPR News.